A reconciliation with conditions?
This is who I want to be with. This is who I wanted to be with. But for me to get back in the house, I had to bring back a TV.
And the drama they created.
She's grabbing me, I'll push her back.
Are you fighting over this television?
Yeah.
Wasn't fun to watch.
You were arrested for temper.
Yes. Well, they said battery, too.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Leilani Scherer is suing her ex-boyfriend, Kentrell Smith, for assaulting her and breaking her TV.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 454 on the calendar in the matter of Scher versus Smith.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pires has been sworn in. You may be seated.
How many children do you have with him?
Two.
How old are they?
5 and 2.
When was the last time you lived together on a full-time basis?
2011 of May.
And prior to May of 2011, how long had you lived together?
A year.
Were you listening to what she said?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you move to in May of 2011?
My mother's house.
And who do you live with?
By myself.
With the two children?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I work in customer service.
Who do you work for?
Gap.
And you?
Package handler for a tip agency.
Pay child support for your children?
Yes, ma'am.
How much?
$226.
Every 2 weeks, every month?
Every month.
Do you help her take care of the children?
Nah, I don't. Oh, do I help her? Oh, yeah, I thought you asked me do I get help. But, yeah, I help her.
You help her?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry. Yeah, I help her.
How often do you see the children?
I see them every day.
From when to when?
All day, 12 to 12. 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. I see them every day.
When do you work?
I work from 6 to 2 in the morning.
And then you're at her house?
Yeah, used to be.
Used to be?
Yes.
Okay, so this involves a broken television set that she alleges you're responsible for, and she also says that you pushed her, assaulted her, she wants money. You are counterclaiming because you say you only reacted to her in self-defense because she put her hands on you first, and when she fell into the TV set, that's her problem. You never put your hands on the TV.
No.
But she had you arrested, and your mother had to bail you out of jail
for
$1,000, and you want $1,000.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Scher, when did this incident happen? Give me the date.
January 4th.
Tell me about the day.
He was coming to pick up the girls. He brought the TV back. Me and my friend was watching TV. I got a call from a male coworker. He got angry. He was jealous. I don't know why, because we're not together anymore.
Where were you all when you got this phone call?
In the living room.
And you took the call?
Yes.
Where was he sitting and where were you sitting?
He was sitting on one end of the couch and I was sitting on the other end of the couch.
So you got the call from a coworker that you took, and how long did you speak to the coworker?
Only about 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes, maybe 1 minute before he starts screaming and yelling, and then they asked.
Well, tell me what he was saying to you.
Who was that? Who are you talking to on the phone? Get off the phone. And he's screaming and yelling.
And
then I got off the phone with that person. They said, you know, I'll call you back if you're busy. He was drinking, and so...
Just tell me what happened next. Now you hang up the phone. You're still sitting on the couch?
Yes. Once he starts screaming and yelling...
And he was still sitting on the couch?
He was still sitting on the couch. Once he starts screaming and yelling, I told him that he had to leave. He stood up. He said, make him leave. My friend told him, can he, you know, calm down? He's screaming and yelling, screaming and yelling. I move away from him, which is where my table is, closer to where the TV is. He asked my friend, can she leave out the house? I told him, no, she doesn't have to leave, and we'll talk about it later. Like, I don't want to discuss this right now. He then says that basically nobody's going to make him go nowhere. He then takes both of my arms, and he pushed me into the TV. I fell. Once he saw that the TV is not broke, he said, oh, it's not broke, and he punched it. And I have the pictures from that.
I'd like to take a look at them.
This is the one that's closest, and then I have another one also that just shows, like, the TV.
Okay. I assume, Ms. Scher, that you were not injured in this incident.
Yes, I was.
You have hospital records, medical records, doctor's records.
I have my doctor's notes that show that he had to take me off work because of my back.
When did you go to the doctor?
Maybe 2 weeks after.
2 weeks after?
A week or two after.
That's not fair. Okay, sir, I'm listening.
I'm sorry.
Take your hands out of your pockets.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Go.
So that night, she actually was on the couch. We were okay that night. So we're on the couch talking, whatever. So I'm waiting to go see my kid before I leave. Some dude called on the phone and said, "Hello, can you hear me?" She said, "Who is this?" He says, "Oh, you erased my number? Oh, wait, you must be busy. Call me back." Said no coworker called that way. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who cares? None of your business.
Okay, so with that being said, earlier that day, we were talking about getting back together. So that being said, she didn't have to lie or anything. She could have told me. That's somebody who she's dealing with. Now, when that happened, I asked her friend to walk outside. I asked her, please. She said, okay. She told her, no, don't go nowhere.
Why did you ask a friend to go outside?
Because this is a personal matter. We need to talk about this if we're going to get back together.
No, we wouldn't.
We need to talk.
Thank
you. We need to talk about this. So, Mr. That, I walked upstairs. You know, I said, you know what? It's okay. You know what? I walked upstairs to get my stuff. So, you know what? This is my house. I'm coming back home. Who are you talking to?
Just a second. Who said that this is my house I'm coming
back? I said that. This is where I stay. This is where I'm going to lay my head. I need to know who you're dealing with before I get back in this house.
I don't understand what you just said.
Okay.
You're walking upstairs.
I'm walking upstairs to put my clothes in the bag. You know what? Let me grab my TV first because before that comes up missing. So on the way to the TV, she says, stop. I guess the TV that she broke. We walk towards the TV. I'm grabbing the TV. Here she comes, trying to ramp and yell. I'm like, okay, you know what? You need to back up. So she grabbed me, leave the TV alone. I'm like, okay, get off of me. She's grabbing me. I push her back.
Just a second. Are you fighting over this television?
Yeah.
Is that...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What I want to know is, are you fighting over the TV?
Yeah.
What did you want to do with the TV?
Okay. When I leave, like, okay, I have an Xbox. My auntie bought it. This is what somebody bought me.
Who bought the TV?
I bought the TV.
When?
Recently, before November, I had gave her money to pay for rent. We went to Black Friday that day. Black Friday, I still see my $100 bills that she paid for that TV with. I said, this is not what my money goes to. She said, okay, you know what? I'm sorry, but I wanted this TV. I said, okay, all right, but just know that I bought that TV. Okay, and that was the end of it.
No.
So let me just try to understand this. You gave her money for rent in addition to the money that you give her, the $226 a month that you gave her. You gave her some money for rent. On Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the two of you went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And she took out a $100 bill.
$100 bills.
Bills.
Thank you.
And you said to her, that's not what I give you the money for.
Yes.
I give you the money for rent.
Yes.
And if you're going to spend that money that I gave you for rent on the TV, it's going to be my TV. That's your position.
That's what happened.
No, I'm just asking you if that's your position.
Yes.
And then whenever you leave, like you left a couple of weeks before, because I read in the papers that a couple of weeks before when you had an argument or something, you took your TV.
Yes.
And then she got involved with your mother and whatever. She called your mother and you need the TV back. So then you brought the TV back.
Yeah. The only reason why I brought the TV back was to move back in. I couldn't live with her without that TV. I don't know why. So I brought the TV back. This is who I want to be with. This is who I wanted to be with. But for me to get back in the house, I had to bring back a TV. Okay, it's my TV. So since I'm going to move back, I'll bring back my TV.
You have the receipt for the television?
He did not give me anything. He doesn't even pay child support, so I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm asking you. He says that the television was purchased for cash, and it was purchased for cash that he had given you. If I believe what you say, that the television was broken, and the television was either his or jointly when you live together, that's a different story. Now, that's something that you can establish to me if you purchased the television set.
Okay.
Now, you can show me how you purchased the television set with either a bill of sale or a credit card. Do you understand?
Yes.
You don't have that. Okay, and you don't have medical records. Now, you were arrested for temper.
Yes. They said battery, too. But as you can see, 2 weeks after the battery, she went to the doctor. So I had called my mom. Fast. I need help. She said, okay, I'll be there in a minute. Mom bailed me out. I got my bail papers. I have my bail was 15. So with her credit and the discount, she only got to pay 12. She put 200 down. So I'm here just to get the rest of it so my mom doesn't have to finish paying.
He did assault me, though. I do have my police report that shows what happened, and he went to jail.
Well, it doesn't show what happened. It showed what you said and what he said.
Okay.
I'd like to take a look at it.
And then also, for my bill, because we don't have a TV, period, now, because he broke it.
That's not my problem.
Okay.
Did you call the police that day?
Yes. I called to get the rest of my stuff out.
Out of the house?
Yes. So the mail,
Just want to know, that's what it says. Okay. It says you called the police.
Okay, yeah.
Did you call the police that day?
Yes.
Before or after he did?
Before.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How come you didn't tell me, sir, that she was standing outside holding a knife straight up?
Oh, I told him that.
And later today.
I got hit by a car on my bicycle, and it was a hit and run, and I knocked out all three of my front teeth on the top.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Leilani Scherer says ex-boyfriend Kentrell Smith assaulted her and broke her TV. Kentrell is countersuing for a false arrest.
How come you didn't tell me, sir, that she was standing outside holding a knife straight up in the air?
Oh, I told him that. I'm sorry.
You didn't tell me that.
I'm sorry. I didn't. I told them. I didn't tell you. Because at the same time, I mean, she didn't approach me. She was standing at the door. That's why I called the police to get the rest of my stuff.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now I understand. Sounds like you had a bad fight. Not together anymore?
No.
I'm glad she answered.
You see your children?
Yeah.
Great. She's going to need her $1,000 to go buy a new TV for your kids to watch. So I'm dismissing your counterclaim.
All right.
I think you had a little bit of a temper tantrum that day. I don't think she behaved necessarily well, but I think that you had a bit of a temper fuss.
Okay.
And you can't do that. I also think that he probably paid for the TV. I believe him. I believe him because that's why he took the TV, like he was taking a piece of luggage each time he left the house, because he paid for it, and you have no proof that you paid for it. I'm dismissing your claim and your counterclaim. Toodles.
What is our excuse? You may step out.
Somebody called her phone. All she had to say was, okay, this is someone who I'm dealing with. Okay, that's all. I will still have my TV.
I'm a grown adult, so if I want to answer the phone, I can. I pay the bills.
Still be okay. Still, you know, if she called and be like, okay, I'm sorry, whatever, after $1,000 on the TV, my TV get replaced, guess I can come back home. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Fan versus White. Step forward.
26-year-old Mia Fan is suing her ex-boyfriend, Joshua White, for a loan to fix damage to his teeth as the result of getting hit by a car.
Okay, Mr. White, I'm going to start with you because there are certain facts that are not in dispute.
All right.
You and the plaintiff were in a relationship, and I assume you were living together.
Yes.
While you were living together, you had some dental work done.
Correct.
In your mouth. I assume that dental work was cosmetic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
You did not have sufficient credit.
Correct.
To take out a loan to get this cosmetic dental work. The plaintiff did, so she took out a loan in her name so that you could have nice teeth.
That's right.
Then the relationship deteriorated, and you would like him to finish paying for his teeth.
Yes.
So is everything so far that I said correct?
Yes. Yes,
great. Now, you are going to explain to me why you shouldn't pay for your own nice teeth. Can I see them? Great. Make you feel better?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Were they terrible before?
No, they weren't bad. They did a good job.
No, before?
Before they got fixed?
Yeah,
I had no front teeth.
You had no, why?
I got hit by a car on my bicycle, and it was a hit and run, and I knocked out all three of my front teeth on the top.
Oh, so that's terrible.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
And how long ago did this happen?
Let's see, I believe it was about July, I believe, something like that.
July of 2012?
Yes.
On what date did you commence your dental work?
I am not positive of the exact date. Let me see. It might have it on my paperwork here. I don't have the exact date on this.
What?
On this paperwork.
I just want. We're not talking about something that happened 10 years ago, sir. You had an accident. The accident happened in July. Is that what you told me?
Right.
Okay. And when did you have the dental work?
It was the very next morning. It was about 6 hours after it happened.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I read your answer, and your answer bears no relation to what you just told me right now. So now you're going to tell me what your defense is, because
okay.
I'm dying to hear it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Mia Fan says ex-boyfriend Joshua White owes for a loan to fix his teeth.
Okay. How did you find the dentist?
She took me to her dentist. She basically insisted that I get my teeth fixed because she didn't want
to. I'm just trying to. You have a lot of paperwork there. I'm curious, what paperwork did you bring with you?
I brought one of the bills from the Care Credit Company. I brought bank statements.
For what?
From my father. He was helping me pay the bill.
So your father was helping you pay off the dental bill, which was on the plaintiff's credit?
Right.
Okay. Let me see your father's bank statement.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe that will help me. What kind of work do you do, sir?
I tattoo.
You tattoo?
I tattoo.
Okay. Well, I see GE Capital Payments for $300, and then it says another check for $261, and that was in November of 2012 and January 2013. Okay, so your father was helping you to pay the bill. Why?
In the tattoo industry, it's very seasonal.
Why was your father helping you to pay the bill?
Because I couldn't afford to pay it at the time.
So this makes my life so interesting and probably a little easier. So by paying it back, you had to have called your father and said, listen, Dad, you know, I had my teeth fixed and the tattoo business is slow. Could you help me out?
Right.
And your dad did that.
Yes.
Because you acknowledged by saying that to your father and by telling that to me that this is your debt.
Right.
Right. Well, so now do you want to tell me what your defense is to paying the rest of the bill? You paid part of the bill.
Right.
I mean, I read your answer, and your answer bears no relation to what you just told me right now. So now you're going to tell me what your defense is.
Okay.
Because I'm dying to hear it.
Okay.
And I want you to bear in mind that you already have acknowledged to me that you acknowledge this debt to the plaintiff by making payments.
Right.
And you've already acknowledged that when business got slow, you asked your father to pay it because you knew it was your debt. Now, with that in mind, I'd like to hear your defense.
Okay.
And then I have other work to do.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by.
Now you can get your dog and cat's prescription filled at Walmart and Sam's Club. The same pet prescriptions at everyday low prices.
Now available at Walmart and Sam's Club.
Your skin loses moisture all day. All day, Gold Bond gives it right back. Once a day, lasts all day. For healthy skin every day, Gold Bond really works.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, Mr. White, do you want to tell me what your defense is?
As soon as we broke up, she wanted me to pay the full $3,000 dental bill. She wanted me to pay the whole thing off or put it into my dad's name, which wasn't possible. I called the Care Credit Company, and they said that you cannot switch it to someone else's name, and I couldn't afford to pay it in full. So it had to stay in her name unless I paid it in full.
That's not a defense. That says, I owe her the money. That just says I can't pay it in full. Do you have a defense?
Yes, I mean, she insisted that I get my teeth fixed, and... You know, as soon as we were broken up, she insisted that I paid all of the money. And, you know, I worked and I pay what I can on it.
I'm still not hearing a defense. Do you have a defense? The answer would be it's silence. I take it as a no. You do not have a defense. How much is left on the bill?
The exact balance is about 21.
Not the exact balance is about. The balance is...
It's, I believe it's 21.
Not I believe. We knew we were coming to court today, not the beach. Your whole case involves the dental bill.
It is 2146 and 0 cents. $2,146.
Judgment for the plaintiff, 2146. Thank you.
What is our excuse when they step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. He wanted some respect. Now he's caught between a rock.
He smashed the windshield of your car.
And a hard place.
Something about you doesn't click with me, Mr. Gray.
Next, Judge Judy.
Next on WVZ-TV.
I'm happy with her decision. I'm glad this whole thing's over with.
It was fair, but I still don't think that I should have been sued for that.
He came home right after the accident. It was about a block and a half from our house, and asked me to take him to get medical attention and asked what I thought he should do.
She insisted I got my teeth fixed, so I got them fixed.
He couldn't chew his food correctly. He works closely with his clients, and if he's spitting on them, how's he supposed to make money? We had shared bills at the time.
She didn't want to go out with a guy with no teeth.
This is not anything to do with the end of the relationship. There was numerous reasons. It just all accumulated, and I needed to get out for my personal happiness.
We don't talk anymore.
I will never co-sign with anyone again. That is the worst mistake of my life.